you start in a place of cruelty and decadence. A city known as Dis, the City of Chains. Mm.
Spell that?
D-I-S.
There's some Judeo-Christian.
Oh, there. That's right. There's one more thing we need to do. Roll, everybody roll D20 for me.
Don't we need to do with the X card?
Yes. Stephen, you can do that.
Case.
Somewhat young, so.
Yeah, probably for the best. Mm. Before the place warped you beyond reason. Why would you return? If you don't mind my asking. Deck, you're welcome to set up in whichever small space you'd like.
I hope you don't mind if I fish.
Oh, no, not at all. No. I don't expect you'll get anything that has the correct amount of eyes, but you're more than welcome to try.
So you see the orc sort of gives you an eye. And then there's a snorting of hot breath.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Haul me up, boys.
And you see it suddenly the two crewmen kind of lurch forward and suddenly lets go of all resistance. And they sort of begin to sort of clamber along the gangplank. They get up quickly and then escort the orc back on the deck, leaving you room to move up the gangplank.
I slither on up the gangplank.
Okay, disgusting.
Mr. Stormman. But not as disgusting as...
Segway!
So, I am going towards the docks. However, as I am walking through to get there, like, I walk through the line of slaves, I walk through the guards, I'm just humming to myself and kind of juggling my knife in my fingers. And
sure.
Just kind of lost in my own world.
Like
I have
a weirdo.
My thing of snot hanging down my nose.
Yeah, of course.
Every once in a while, I grab it and rub my hands together and get back to what I'm doing.
Right.
So do I encounter any... Because I, like, really, just, I walk through the line of slaves, I'm bumping the guards.
I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Do I encounter any resistance, or do they just kind of ignore me as that crazy
Yeah,
person?
as a sort of a very lower class citizen, you're like, you'll bump into people and they'll just be like, it's like a cat ran into them.
Got something on me.
Whatever. They either intentionally pay you no mind, or they are actively trying to avoid looking at you and knowing that you're there. Right.
Oh God, you're going to do so many things to these people. I can see it in his face. I'm just gonna go.
How many are gonna pickpocket right now?
First point of corruption. Let's go.
Just imagine you slicing the legs of everyone you walk by for fun.
Oh, that's not too. What that's.
I just go to the dock.
Okay.
So I don't make any intentional.
Not yet.
Okay, you head down to the south ward to the docks. You can see the shoal blade. Not moored, that's not the right word, but anchored, you know. You can see the crew mulling about. You mm-hmm. see a snake-like an individual talking to an older human woman, presumably the captain, giving her her address.
Mm. I would just assume this is where I'm supposed to be and walk up the plank to the... ship.
As you walk up the gangplank, you begin to overhear the conversation. And what brings you to Freeport?
Some zealots seem to want my head, so I thought I'd be a little bit safer over there.
I see. Well, having been a frequenter of Freeport in my time, I can tell you that... Freeport is the perfect place to disappear, or to be disappeared, depending on your luck.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I certainly hope you get to keep your head.
Me too.
I don't believe that grows back in your case, does it?
No, not normally.
That's unfortunate.
Yes. Is there somewhere out of the way, away from people, that I can bunk down?
Well, you could... The quarters that we have for you, for our passengers, are on the lower deck, but you can certainly go all the way down to the hold, if you'd prefer.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Very well. There is a section in the aft We are holding some barrels of alcohol and so on for our trade to Freeport. You're welcome to set up there if you prefer.
Yes, yes.
Very well.
All right, I got a question about this spell I can do. Since I have the power of zero, can I actually do it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you check it out, I've got spells per day, and at zero rank power, you get one zero-level spell per day.
Yeah, so you can use that zero-level spell once a day.
Okay.
And if you learned more zero-level spells, you could use one of them once a day. Does that make sense?
Okay, okay, I see it now. Okay, so I could go on down to my little place in the hold
okay. And
cast my spell.
The emergency, like the silent alarm thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you make your way down to the hold, you bunker in sort of around some crates and barrels.
Coil up real good.
Of course.
Cast my spell.
All right. Lance?
I guess I'm around there.
Where are you?
I probably started my day like... doing the, like, freelance butchering. It's like, oh, yeah.
Freelance butchering.
You know. Just bring some meat and some foil, and God'll cut it up good.
Bring me that cow. I can get it done.
You
by
a
the
whole
desk.
Animal. I'll just do it right before your eyes. I'll Juliana.
How much is he going to charge you? I'll charge you less. Nice. Come here.
I'll charge you more, and we'll be willing to pay.
Look at this. These fine cuts right here.
So, these are a micron thick. So you're making your way down the Avenue of Sighs, trying to ply your trade. And people are strangely enough, as they see you, you know, slither by, right?
So I am actually tailed, not
no,
bipedal?
No, you're bipedal.
Yes.
But you do have a tail.
Okay. You do have a tail, but you're bipedal. Yes. I'm the one that does not bipedal.
No, serpent people also have...
Ooh.
You can use an action to have legs.
He can't yet.
He can't yet when you're level 4.
So both of you right now have serpent lower forms. Yeah.
Neat.
The thing is, though, Naga are regular sights. Your kind, however, the Velosans, as you're making your way down the Avenue of Sighs, you see people kind of giving you these strange looks. There's surprise, there's bits of fear and confusion. There's also, like, a kind of desire and possessiveness in their eyes. Almost that communicates, like, this is a good specimen.
Because I also think I'm probably... I used to be of noble class, but I'll have, like, a piece of, like, a sigil of the old family. But, of course, we're cast out, so...
Sure, yeah. So they're looking at you as they pass by, and you are making more of a spectacle of yourself than you expected, just simply trying to ply your trade.
It's not difficult.
Are people used to seeing elves, or am I going to get stared at?
What?
Are people used to seeing elves or about?
Elves are more common than serpent people. Certainly. Yeah.
Great, okay.
Mine were probably killed a lot in a revolt and slaughtered.
Especially in a place like Dees, because Dees gets traffic from all kinds of... of ancestors.
Sorry. You're good. Okay, well then I will still go to the tavern by the docks.
Okay.
Real quick. Stop in and...
So you head into the Bloody Anchor.
Sure, let's do that.
Oh, you can go into the Bloody Anchor or the Rusty Cutlass. Which one would you like?
Oh boy. Let's go for the Bloody Anchor. Why not?
Avoid that tetanus.
Okay, so tucked between two of the large warehouses in the South Ward is this ramshackle dive bar. You enter in and you see that the place is dingy and dirty, and it's packed to the brim with mostly orcs.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see... back in the corner of the room, there's actively one sort of larger, sort of lime greenish skinned orc beating another orc what looks like to death. You can hear the sudden smacking and crunching. You can see one of the orcs nearest the door at a table drinking down a whole tankard of grog turn to you.
and give you a kind of a look.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to drink.
You got money? You got guts. Go on.
The gestures you towards the bar. You make your way as you're squeezing through the large muscles and huge forms.
Fine, I've got like long sleeves on. I've got gloves on. I don't want to touch any fucking iron or silver. I'm trying to be careful.
Pretty much all eyes are on you with a kind of suspiciousness and
there's not too much
the gaze of marking an outsider.
Okay.
You sidle up to the bar.
Committed now. Can I have a drink, please?
There is a dwarven man actually behind the bar with a braided beard. He says, what can I get you?
What is it, ale, meal, mead? What do you got? What do they call it in this game?
Beer? Well, it depends. It depends on what you want.
All three are probably viable options.
All three at once.
Now you can get ale, beer, wine, rot gut, spirits. Rot gut.
I'll get an ale. Yeah, how much is an ale?
A pint of ale is 2 bits.
I have 5 copper pieces. So
that means you have 50 bits. 50
bits.
Yeah.
So you can get 5 pints of ale for a piece of copper.
I'm okay. I just want one.
But ale, what about your friends?
You see him, he takes over a tanker,
taps it,
fills the relatively...
They might have played a couple of alcoholic characters.
It's a dark glass, and it doesn't look dark by design. He slides the tanker towards you.
Catch it.
You know, 2 bits. He takes it. Much obliged.
Thanks.
He sort of leans over for a minute as you begin to drink.
What the hell are you doing here?
Drinking your ale.
Don't get smart with me, okay?
I'm just
trying to look out for you.
I appreciate it. What? Why? What's wrong?
You're one of the fair people.
Yeah.
This place is packed and loaded with orcs.
So I should leave?
Look, it's not my business to tell you what you should or shouldn't.
Well, you said you're looking out for me, so should I?
I am looking out for you by saying that maybe this isn't the right place for you.
All right, and I down my ale, put it down on the counter. Thank you. And just walk out.
Okay. You begin sort of like trying to make your body as sort of thin as you can as you're pushing by these orcs who are not moving.
Yeah.
You're actively trying to squeeze through them.
Exit the tavern and head down to the ship. Just wanted a fucking drink.
Okay.
You chose Paul.
Well, you chose the bloody anchor. You could have gone to the delightful family restaurant, the Rusty Cutlass. But no.
Do I need to go across the street to the competition?
Sure. No, they're close now.
They can smell the orc on you.
Okay, so you make your way down to the docks. You see the shoal blade there, docked with anchor.
Head up the plank.
You see the older captain greet you at the top of the gangplank. Can I help you?
Hi, my name's Triss. I have passage on the ship.
Ah, yes, the elf. That's right.
How can you tell?
A rhetorical question?
Yes. It's nice to meet you.
I see you're bad at lying, too.
It remains to be seen rhetorics.
She's going to have a bad day, isn't she?
It remains to be seen whether it's nice to meet you.
I'm sorry, I just had a run-in with a tavern full of orcs. I'm a little disoriented. You'll have to excuse me.
You went to the Bloody Anchor.
I just wanted a beer.
Why did you do that?
I've never been
you
here
chose
before. Part. I saw a tavern. I drank my ale really quickly and left.
You actually drank at the Bloody
Anchor. Elves are immune to disease. I'll be fine.
You're not immune to feeling like shit. Well, you have to learn some way.
Is there a side of the ship you prefer me to throw up off of if I need to?
They're both pretty wrecked. I wouldn't. Okay. I don't have any particular inclinations either way. I am Captain Etrim.
Nice to meet you.
The
captain of this, this vessel, and I take it that you are ready to assume your quarters below deck.
It's all right with you?
Yes, by all means.
So you require my services up here?
And what services would that be?
Well, I'm a gravedigger by trade, so hopefully you don't need my services.
I should hope not. I expect we'll be in a place with lots of water and not so much ground. But if that changes, I'll send someone down.
Sure. And I'll head below deck.
Okay.
Do we each get our individual quarters, or are we all shoved into one room?
Well, yeah, you don't. Mm. You don't. So, of course, Robert's character, Ranny,
mm-hmm.
is in the lowest portion of the ship in the hold. But you do notice that there is a human-looking figure.
Or a cat, I don't know.
Human at this point.
Yeah, it was changed into human. A human-looking figure, a male figure, setting up and kind of carving out of the space for himself there.
How many bunks are in this room?
There are two bunks per room, so it's conceivable that you could double up in a single room.
Okay. I'd rather be bunkmates with the not drippy person. So my character will be happy in this room. So my character does not talk about the whole wolf thing.
Mm. Because, as you would.
Because he is also a cat. Can he tell?
No,
that's only normal animals, right?
Normal animals. Yeah,
normal animals. I'm just checking. Before you're like, you smell something funny. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, that completely like mundane animals, not like...
Okay, great. Yeah. All right. So
supernatural effect.
Right.
Are you setting up on the top or the bottom bunk?
Probably top. Cats like high places.
Okay. Yeah. I'll start setting up my stuff on the bottom bunk.
It's someone's face.
Highest place.
Okay.
On the top bunk. It's someone's
the
face.
Top person on the top bunk. It's just how this works.
So, you've all assumed your place. Lance, you have made your way
to the boat.
To the boat, and so have you.
Yeah, I've just been humming, minding my own business, twirling my knife as I walk around the deck of the ship. So I'm on the...
So as you're sort of moving around on the deck, and most of the crew actually haven't noticed you yet because they're so busy doing work or attending to the slaves or trying to keep that one at work.
Or noticing some bonus stock on the ship.
So there's this one female dwarf, beastly looking. She has uneven blonde hair, bright gray eyes. You notice that her left hand looks like it was maimed or something. It's an old wound. She actually walks over and is towering over you, and she says, "Hello."
Why hello, my friend.
Found your new hammock.
Aren't you precious?
Apparently so.
I just keep twirling my blade.
Oh, God. She sort of leans farther over you and kind of looks you in the eyes. Are you one of the experienced ones?
Well, I'm always experienced with everything, and I would toss my knife up and catch it and grab a glob of snot and put my hand out. Drips, nice to meet you.
She claps hands with you.
Oh, God.
It's very nice to meet you. I'm Frida.
Nice to meet you, Frida.
I've seen your show.
Most people on the ship call me Squealer.
Ew. I can see why. Ew. Well, as we both know, I might have to come and find you later.
I'd like that very much.
Ew. I'm so gross right now.
I should also point out that she has a beard.
I mean, she's still
just to be clear.
She has no hair for both of you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's so shame.
What's it like being beardless?
Like a tool.
So what are we supposed to do here?
It's just like...
Well, there's not much to do.
Well, that's boring.
Like this. I've got something in mind, if you like.
Well, we have to at least be out on the water first to throw us off. I've done that before.
We can do it whatever you like.
Can you get the captain's quarters?
I think so. Yeah. So I'll tell you what. I'll figure it out.
I'll come back for you later, okay?
Don't go anywhere. Be in a pile of rubbish somewhere.
Very good. Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
And you see her kind of walk.
She backs up and sort of still looking at you, kind of giving you the eye, and then she turns on her heel and
just a few
walks away.
And then just go back to humming and twirling and
licking lips.
Dwarf is a very specific fetish.
Very specific.
Have to be renowned for something.
Mm-hmm.
You see the captain approach you, the two of you, actually. Can I help you both?
I don't know, who are
passage.
You?
I think I want to hear from the snake person first.
It's okay.
Always.
Paid for passage.
Oh, you are Baltier, I take it?
Yes.
We don't get many of your kind out here, even in Dis. Or Freeport, for that matter. What brings you there?
Seeing the sights. Traveling.
Isn't that dangerous for your people?
For now, yes.
I'll be honest, I thought you were a myth.
And a legend.
Just a myth. Regardless, you've paid your dues, so you're more than welcome to take your place on the lower deck. Some of our other passengers have already arrived. You may want to introduce yourself, preferably slowly and with your hands up.
Yes.
Is this one with you? Is this your servant or child?
I would hock him right at her face.
So you're spitting right at her.
Yep. Yeah.
So it hits her on the cheek, and
I am nobody's servant.
Without looking away from Baltier, she throws it right back in your face.
Why, thank you. I just kind of smear it around and go back to my flipping my dagger.
What's your name, Goblin?
Well, my name is Driss.
Figures. And I take it you're the one who paid for passage on the ship.
Probably. I don't remember that far back.
I see. Okay.
That was at least 3 hours ago.
Well, I'm willing to take one goblin on the ship for passage to Freeport, and you're the first one who showed up, so very well, you get to go.
Well, I figured you might have one as stock, so...
Please go down to the lower deck. And
okay.
Find a place to be. For the remainder of the voyage.
Have fun with your experience later.
Yeah, did you overhear that?
Okay, nothing bad happens.
Okay. See, Zach has his own special mechanics for
this. He brings to, like, every character where he rolls a d20 and goes, I don't do anything stupid.
Yet.
Or, I did the thing.
Okay, she gestures, for you to, raise up the hatch and go down to the lower deck.
This way, it's not just me doing stupid shit all the time.
My mortal weakness.
That's why the Tomb of Annihilation character worked out so well for you. Does not know the more.
Like a Dalek.
Appropriate response.
Rise up and float down.
I mean, probably going downstairs is probably easier than going up.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to get upstairs? How are you going to get upstairs?
A lot of back and forth in the
slide. Yeah, the serpentine. So, yeah.
Yeah, you put like some of the muscle and then you drag up the one and just kind of do it one step at a time sometimes.
2 hours later. Okay, so you all make your way down to the lower deck.
Need like a fireman's pole.
Good thing is that my room is full,
mm-hmm.
So I don't get snotty goblin.
Because I could always.
And my character doesn't know you yet, but she's very thankful for that already. Yeah.
I'm sure, like, after you've set up your bunk, you pop back up, and now there's just a cat on the top bunk.
Do you do that all the time?
Do what?
Can you talk as a cat?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Can talk as a cat.
Awesome. You were a person, right?
Yes.
And now you're a cat.
Yes.
Do you do that a lot?
We have a tight
fit. Frequently, yes.
Okay.
It's more comfortable.
More flexible. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Salim.
Salim.
And you?
Triss.
Triss.
Do you snore, Salim?
No.
All right. Then we'll be fine. And I just sit back down in my bed. She's not talkative, sorry.
I'm aloof, I don't
know. Yeah, say aloof and untalkative. This is going to be fun.
I just wander on down cabin until I find just a heap of rubbish.
Sure enough, there's some discarded, rotten fruit and foodstuffs, and there's the occasional like bit of frayed rope down there. It's collected in the corner from several voyages past that you can sort of bed down in.
So probably make my way to the bunk. I see that.
I also pocket some of the rotten fuels.
The rubbish.
Sure. Yeah.
The goblin is nesting.
Well, at least one of us can walk.
Soon I will walk.
Not if you lose your head! And I cackle and just snuggle up in my garbage.
The imagery is just outstanding.
It's going to be a long day. Okay, so you're all on board the ship. You are now in your sort of quarters, if you will. About 30 or 45 minutes passes. The gentle sort of rocking of the boat as it's sort of bobbing up and down in the ocean along the coast. You hear the sounds of crew members still moving up, heavy footsteps, chains rattling, and so on. And about 35 minutes or so in, you hear a great clanking sound. There's suddenly screams, and you can hear what sound like sounds of sudden brutal violence.
I wouldn't want to alarm anyone, but we may be becoming slaves.
Do y'all hear this? Because I'm way down in the...
You actually still hear this. Yeah. It's loud enough. It's carrying. Yeah.
I will sit up. Shit. I'll stand up and look at you.
Just kind of the slow turn to look at you.
Hmm?
We should probably go see what that was.
I suppose so. I'll hop down on your shoulder.
Okay. And I will book it upstairs.
Okay. So you make your way upstairs. You're running up. And as you push open the panel and get onto the main deck, you can see that crumpled in a heap is a bloodied, bruised sailor against the side, the interior sort of railing of the ship. And there is an orc sort of thrashing about, moving his arms left and right as several crew members with their daggers drawn and cutlasses are sort of maneuvering around the orc, trying to get both out of range and to try to subdue him.
Captain, out of...
The captain is at the forecastle and just sort of watching the whole affair.
Okay. Sure that they can handle one orc.
The quarterdeck, I should say, not the forecastle. That's ahead.
Right.
The back where the wheel is.
I assume so. It's only one. There's what, like 12 of them?
This sounds like Yig's retribution again.
What's that?
It's always Yig with you, all the time. Talking about Yig.
Are you next to us?
As I'm, like, sauntering.
Still climbing.
Just give me 30 minutes, I'll be up there.
So
the retribution of oppression.
You said you had a sigil on your chest?
Yes.
Would that fall under heraldry? Yes.
It's
quite old, probably.
Let's do an intellect challenge roll.
Cool.
Now, Velosan heraldry is thousands upon thousands of years old.
Yeah.
Your heraldry is, your expertise is more in line with more kind of modern history, but
I'm willing to do an intellect challenge roll, so you've got to beat a 10 or higher, right? Mm-hmm. But you're going to do it with one bane.
Well, I get a boon in social... Oh, no, it says attack rolls in social situations.
Yeah, this is an attack roll. This is a challenge roll.
Okay.
One.
Nope, that's a 9.
Barely. Okay.
You do so not much. Recognize the sigil.
Well, that tells me something about it to begin with.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's not a heraldic. It doesn't involve heraldic symbols or iconography that you've seen before. Mm. Yeah.
It's too old.
Well, what would I roll to know if I've ever heard of this race before, like ever seen them before? If I'm familiar, if I'm just gonna be like, what the fuck are you?
Are you just a Naga?
I mean,
what are your professions again? Heraldry.
I'm a heraldry, and I'm from noble. I'm from. I'm a highborn aristocrat.
Well, that's not your profession.
Right. I'm a.
So you're a scholar of heraldry and a grave digger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buried any?
Then I will say an intellect challenge roll again with one bane because these are rare,
old species,
rare people.
11.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
So the. Balthier's form, at first glance, you might have mistaken him for a Naga, but on closer inspection, you've heard of the old serpent people from many, many years ago. As far as you were concerned, they were still, they were practically extinct. They didn't exist anymore. And you've read in texts and so on. That they used to be existing, they used to look like this. And now you're seeing what looks like a living specimen right in front of you.
Okay. So I will look at you for probably a little bit longer than I should. What's your name?
Balthier. Tinsoon.
Take him down, boys! So that's happening in the background.
While I hear all this going on, I hear everybody going up the stairs and things. I wait until everybody... I don't hear anybody going up the stairs anymore as I just chill in my pile of garbage.
Your trash pile.
Take a lot of those, like, rotten peels and things, and I do my best to make the top, like, three stairs as just as slick with peels and slime as possible.
Sure.
And then I go back to my garbage heap.
Okay.
And just wait to see what happens.
Sounds good.
And I'm still curled up in the below decks.
Okay. Down there. Sounds good. So, from what I understand, you're on the main deck. Did you come up as well?
Yep.
What about you? Did you come up as well?
Yes, I'm on my shoulder.
So the three of you... Oh, yes, you're in cat form.
I literally have a fucking bobcat on my shoulder. Well, not a bobcat, but a Maine Coon cat.
Yeah, basically, right? Yeah. With a bobtail.
So, let me draw out the deck for you. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. So again, each of these squares is a yard.
Okay.
And so here we've got the main deck, the sort of lower portion where we've got the central mast. Here is the stairs leading down to the lower deck, or rather the rest of the helm, right? We've got our... We've got our quarter deck up here with the...
this is where we came
the
up.
Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
There's our mast. It looks like a mounted ballista. So you have got this orc who is good. Yeah. If you have a menu, please place it on the map. If you're up on the main deck, of course. So this orc is continuing to sort of lash out in sort of. Almost mindless violence. There's a kind of an unbridled rage to what he's doing. Um,
And around them are scattered several crew members with their daggers and cutlasses drawn, trying to keep the creature at bay.
Are they winning?
No.
You never win against Yiggs. Decision.
What is fucking Yiggs?
Sorry, I can use a die if no one has minis. I mean, ours are kind of combined at the moment until you become a human form, so honestly, it's just going to be another one we have to shove in there if you just want to put yours up.
Unless if you stay as cat form just off.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because I look like a, you know, normal person. With purple hair.
Throw that one out. Currently on your shoulder.
All right. I'll just use a die. It's me and Steven.
The team works.
Well, does Yig think you should probably help contain the orc?
You see another one of the crew members essentially crumple, sort of fold in like a V over a sort of a backhand fist, and is sent sailing over overboard into the water.
Shit.
Hmm.
Do you know how to sail a ship?
No.
Then we probably ought to help contain the orc.
I suppose you're right. All right.
What about you, Balthier?
Well, he was being oppressed by being enslaved, but
that's no excuse to be a dick. He's being a real dick right now. I don't care how
enslaved you are. There's conscientious objecting.
Just out of curiosity, is it the same orc that I convinced to move up the deck?
Yes, it is.
I assumed it was.
It only lasted so long, but you tried.
So I guess we probably ought to help.
If we want safe travel.
You see, that same orc, after having backhanded this one crewmember off, this one right in front of him begins to actually lunges forward with his cutlass, trying to get him in the gut. The orc sort of steps out of the way, grabs the sailor's hand, and it lifts his body up and chucks him past you over the side, as you can hear this and this splash, and you can see that the only thing that remains of that sailor is his cutlass, which is now in York's hand.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll hop down from your shoulder and spend an action transforming.
Okay.
Well, I guess this is where we would need to do the fast action.
This is initiative, okay? And since the first combat, this is how initiative works, okay? There are three phases. Fast turns, slow turns, and the end of the round stuff that gets done, right? What a fast turn means is that you can take an action or move up to your speed. And anyone acting in the fast turn phase can do it, like, can do that at any time, in any order. You know what I'm saying? So basically what you say is, I want to take a fast turn this round, so I'm going to go ahead and move, or I'm going to go ahead and take an action. Then all of the creatures, or the enemies, right, they take their fast turns. Then all the players take their slow turns, which is moving and action. You can do both, right? And then the creatures take their slow turns. And then we have the end of round effects, and then it starts over again.
Cool.
Make sense?
Mm-hmm. So I guess I'd want to do a slow.
So you want to do a slow turn. Okay.
Move and bop with staff.
Okay. Anybody want to take a fast turn?
Is there a disadvantage for doing range in melee? Or a bane?
I believe so. Yes.
Probably.
Let me double check that. Ranged weapon.
Gotta get that player's guide up real quick. Something to find.
Yeah, that should list if there's anything in there.
Fortune, range.
Oh, yeah, fortune was there.
Cold shot, staggering shot.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. You all start with one fortune, so you can mark that off on your sheet. And the player's guide lists things you can do with fortune. One of the main things that you can do is you can spend your fortune to turn a failure into success. You can spend it to grant two boons to a roll. Or you can replace the number on a d6 with a 6. Right. And there's also some other things you can do. You can look at them in the player's guide. But.
So as they've decided to actually get into this altercation, would I notice any significant change in what I hear?
Well, you heard what sound like two heavy splashes and gasps.
I think I'd probably take a fast action and try to talk.
Fast turn? Okay.
I have bewitching presence. Let's see if it works.
Okay, so you're going to take a fast turn.
I've talked with orcs.
Is anyone else going to take a fast turn?
I think I'll take a slow.
I would take a fast turn just to get up on the deck.
You have to skip over the rubbish you laid there.
Okay.
Skip over. I know it's there, and I'm used to walking.
If I take a slow turn, can I move twice?
The rubbish is there for people that aren't expecting it, so they slip and fall, and I can laugh.
Yeah. Right,
you can only move up to your speed and do an action on a slow turn.
Okay.
You can't sub an action. You can't move twice instead of using an action. Does that make sense?
Okay, I think stuff's gotten really wrong now, so I'm going to start making my way up.
Okay. So is that a fast turn or a slow turn?
Fast turn.
Fast turn. Okay, so you're going to make your way up. Okay.
Let me double check and see. 1, 2, 3.
What's your speed?
My speed is 8.
Is that supposed to be you?
Yep.
That's 8 yards, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're able to get up there. So, for your fast turn, you're making your way up the stairs and you are up now on the top of the deck. So, if you'll place yourself there on the top of the deck. The same goes for you, Drips. You're able to get, you scramble up and are now on the top of the deck. So, that was your fast turn.
Yeah, stick person.
Okay.
I see you and I go, oh, it's one of you. I'm surprised somebody didn't make a pair of boots out of you yet.
I'm surprised most people think I'm a Naga.
Yes, it's quite disturbing.
You see the orc wielding the cutlass.
Though you look like someone.
Rush forward and with an almost like spear-like motion, take the cutlass and ram it into the lower neck area of the sailor. The blade goes up and through the back and skewers them. And the orc, with a brutal sort of shove, dislodges the crew member's corpse from the cutlass and then turns on the remaining crew members.
I would start clapping. Well played, sir! Well played!
Now we do slow turns.
Oh, I had a fast turn, remember?
What was your fast turn?
I was going to talk to the orc.
I'm sorry. Okay. So that guy's not... He didn't die.
Not yet. He probably will.
Better hurry.
I don't know if this is
going to
work or not.
Your dwarf lady goes off the boat and then...
It's okay.
Your fun time later doesn't happen.
Okay. So what you're going to want to do is...
It happen anyway.
So you're trying to influence him. You're going to want to do an attack roll.
Yep. Right? I get a boon.
You get a boon because it's social.
My bewitching presence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Something that's never going to happen.
So a d20 and a boon.
Wisdom attack roll.
Yeah.
Neat.
Oh.
Don't worry, it's his wisdom.
Good.
8.
It's 8, so it's not great.
I think it goes against intelligence.
No, it goes against will.
Will.
Oh, does it?
He might have low will.
He might just.
What does my fortune do?
You can make your d4 and d6, or you could re-roll a failed thing. Is that it?
Well, no, you can turn a failure into a success.
Mm. Yeah. So persuade is a will attack versus the target's will.
Mm. So if you fail, you can just say, I succeed.
Now, currently, it didn't work.
I would like to turn it into a success, please.
Okay.
I'll just call out and get the orc's attention. Do you know how to sail the ship?
He hears you call out. And he turns to you with the cutlass still pointed at the other crew members that are surrounding him.
You look like a sailor.
You're killing the sailors. How are we going to get anywhere if you kill all of them?
I don't want to go anywhere.
You want to swim?
I'd like to leave.
And go where?
Anywhere else.
They have to get you somewhere, unless you know how to swim really far.
They don't have to take me anywhere. I'm being held against my will.
If you kill the people who can get us to land, we're going to drown. If you hold them hostage and make them take you to Freeport, you don't die in the middle of the ocean.
It sort of considers your words for a second.
This, you know this is Freeport?
I know of it.
I won't be used there.
What do you think, Captain?
You see Captain Etrim with her hand along the wheel.
Freeport is a place of freedom for any kind, even our brutal friend.
So what's this system's equivalent of, like, a bullshit check?
It would be like an intellect challenge roll.
Okay.
See, I was going to say...
You can do one of the handles.
We're only 30 minutes off of port.
Handles,
it's not that far.
2.4
away. Land is like
5.
Right there.
As soon as you start to talk about...
And it's I don't want to put that on recording. So. Yes.
So
I
was
paper.
I think she is just the most honest person about this thing.
You don't care, I don't think.
I don't know why.
Oh, you rolled a one. Yeah, you don't care.
We put it in the microphone.
If I would have known
so our
lying,
friend from Hong Kong
said she was lying.
Ever comes over,
yeah,
they can know the Wi-Fi.
But I think she's being honest.
She seems like she's telling the truth.
That's what happens when you roll a one.
Well, and she is technically.
You so you see the orc very slowly and with clear tension in his arm, slowly lower the cutlass. He very quickly then jerks it back up to the as some of the crew members jerk backwards. And then stabs it into the deck and leaves it there. You can see him sort of panting heavily.
Captain, I'm sure you can come to some sort of arrangement with our friend Orc here so he doesn't kill any more of your men, right?
And she gives a kind of a sharp-eyed glance over at you and this troublesome orc.
That's what, 4 men he killed?
I'm willing to lose some money, let him go.
Just think about this, you just saved on wages for those 4 men who died.
Like, slow turn, looking over at you.
What?
Oof. Practical, though dark. You may make a good pirate yet.
And I'm sure our... Orc here can do just as much work as some of those men could.
Permission to be aboard.
She narrows her eyes at the orc.
Permission granted. Now swab the deck. And remove the corpses, please.
I hope she doesn't hate me. But dude, do you want to have to take down a fucking orc?
Not first.
That
day.
Sounded awful.
Yeah, took down what, 4? Before
yeah.
The
captain?
Speechless.
You see the short. What?
Is it a B or an R?
R. Yeah, it's a B.
The B. Okay.
B. Yeah.
Sorry.
So you see the short braided black hair brown eyed guy turns to. Towards the captain's call.
The one that was giving you trouble?
No. That was a curly guy.
Nobody gave me any trouble.
Guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming speechless can't talk.
Short, speechless? And he looks up. You're promoted. Congratulations.
Everyone resume your duties. Back to your respective decks, please. We'll be leaving in half an hour.
Everything sort of the tension of the moment kind of dies down and everybody starts to disperse, grumbling and chatting.
Well, now it's boring again.
nice litter back down, mumbling about goddamn yig worshippers.
Give me an agility challenge roll.
Oh no, the stairs!
I'm going to look at you and go, you need to take a bath.
With one bay.
Ooh.
Does it matter that I'm a snake?
I would pull some of the rot out of my pockets.
I've been thinking of a snake, it would probably make it worse.
You. And you need to be a little
well,
more dirty!
Have a lot more
and I will back up and just watch it
cases.
Drop on the ground.
Wow. And a lot more weight.
Too clean gets you too
sick.
A
lot lower.
So that is a 12.
All right, so you're good.
Shut
so
up.
you feel a kind of a weird, vague lump under your tail and some stickiness, and you notice that someone has, for some reason, slicked the top couple of steps on the way down to the lower decks with some kind of, like, nasty, rotten fruit pulp or something.
With a perception of 13, will I notice that before I walk down the stairs?
What, and think that it was the Naga secretion or something?
That's disgusting.
Horribly racist.
How dare you? We don't secrete.
They don't secrete. I'm not a Naga. You racist.
Yes, I think you would recognize that. I'm trying to remember what the GM details are. There's something about, like, don't do perception rolls every, like, 10 seconds.
Okay.
People just know, see what they see.
Keep it for important
stuff. And then perception's for, like, important details or hidden stuff.
Are you still a cat? Are you a person now?
I've probably shifted back to cat at that point. Like,
I will look at you and pat my shoulder.
Just jump up.
Excuse me. Did you do this? And I'll point to the stairs.
I might have.
Ew.
I think we need another swab of the stairs.
Well, if you can walk, everything will be okay.
What was that orc's name? Maybe we can get him to swab this area first.
Oh, he was quite the nice gentleman.
You can see the orc grabbing the bloodied, crumpled sort of form over on this side of the deck. He picks up the body and then just chucks it overboard. You see him.
I'll hop over to, like, the railing and make my way over to him. Just ask, what's your name?
You're not supposed to talk.
It's okay, he just does that. You're not crazy.
Well, at least not because of that.
Come on now, don't be superstitious.
Krieg.
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 Nice to meet you, Krieg.
If you wouldn't mind... It seems somebody has messed up the top of the stairs. Could you swab that area first?
I'd give you a shilling. Not a shilling.
A shilling?
A bit.
A bit. Not a bit.
No, you said a shilling.
I'll have a shilling.
Too bad. I gotta come up with it.
I'll have a copper.
I'll swab it for a shilling.
So you see Krieg look at you and... He kind of
give him.
He stomps over to the top of the stairs, and you hear.
It got worse,
dude.
He spits this incredibly brackish looking fluid from his mouth onto the stairs, and then with his foot, you can see he
smudges it around.
Smudges it around.
You just hear this.
It's a hairball.
You're adding to the pile now, too.
Now that's what I call clean.
I will just...
like...
Yeah, that. That noise is the sound that we make.
You okay, Leon?
He does it every time he takes a drink. He just drinks too much at once and then makes disgusting noises.
Yeah.
I will look at you and just go... You can ride up here if you don't want to step on it.
Just right back.
And I will very gingerly walk down the stairs with the knowledge that the trash is there, hopefully.
Okay.
Helping my agility.
You're able to kind of sight to like
I
do
I'm
a,
just reading this. I can't
a very long step.
Here, you want me to write it?
No.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Change to doing cursive.
I just sit on the top stair and kind of slide down on my bum.
Gross.
Is that supposed to be an imitation of a snake person?
No, he can't be too clean.
He could be a little clean.
Yeah,
head back into our room and shut the door firmly behind me.
Okay.
One interaction with Drips per day. That's my limit. Just decided. Maybe a grave digger, but I'm a clean grave digger.
And I go back to my pile of rubbish.
Okay.
I'll head down.
So you hear, so another half an hour passes as things begin to, the excitement begins to settle down. You can hear a voice call from what sounds like the crow's nest. Hank is away! And you hear the chain retracting of an anchor. You hear sails and rigging being maneuvered. And surely enough, you feel the boat begin to sort of drift off to the side. And then, sure enough, you have set sail. And you can see from portholes built into the side of the ship that the city of Dis and its 75-foot-tall colossus statue sort of astride the coast, also in manacled chains, is sort of receding in the distance.
I'm going to look forward to being out of this city.
Slavery's not my... not even the top five favorite things.
Top ten, though?
No. Slavery's one of the worst things in this...
Then you should have made a top five list of things most hated, and it might have made that list.
You're very literal, aren't you?
No.
Very good. Okay, so are any of you, now that the ship has disembarked and is sailing towards the Pirate Isles, are any of you roaming the deck or attending to any sort of personal thing?
I'm cleaning off my bottom.
Oh, sure, yeah, the bottom of your tail there is kind of still slick with that fruit goop.
At some point, after everything's settled down, I'll go back up to the deck and try to talk to the captain and make sure she's not going to, like, fucking toss me off the ship for the shenanigans I pulled.
It's not like he caused a mutiny.
So you make your way back up to the main deck.
We'll save that for next episode.
You can see the heavyset man with messy white hair. He was currently at the wheel and was actively helming the ship. And you can see the captain sitting on what looks like a sort of a rough-looking stool off to the side with her elbow crooked over the railing, just kind of surveying the deck and the helmsman's work.
Permission to approach, Captain.
Just walk up. We're not terribly formal around here.
I wanted to apologize for intervening.
What for? You didn't skewer anybody.
I didn't, but I don't want you to find me presumptuous. But I really would like to get a free port, and if he killed all the sailors, we wouldn't be going.
We'd still be going. It would just take a little longer. I don't care how many men I lose. I will accomplish what needs to be done. Although certainly it makes it easier when you have extra hands, as crude and disgusting and unskilled as they are. We need them. I appreciate what you did. I'm also a little disappointed.
Why?
Well, it's been very poor, I guess, of late. I was expecting more of a fight. I was also hoping he would take out Squealer. I'm not very fond of her.
I don't want to know why she's called Squealer, do I?
No, you don't. She's our master gunner, and the best I've ever seen, so... it's a necessary evil. A necessary, extremely loud.
Captain's gonna find out that for me.
Is there something else I can help you
Something with? About consequences?
No, I just want to make sure you weren't going to shove me overboard for giving you an orc crew member.
Well, he won't be my crew member as soon as we get freeboard. He'll be free to go. As long as he doesn't return to my ship and make another mess. Bolt off. 3 degrees to port, please. Yes, Captain.
He sort of slowly adjusts to the lift.
Will there be anything further?
Nope.
Very well. Please enjoy the voyage.
Thank you.
And you can see that you're now out in the open sea. The Deis is now in the distance. You can still see the Colossus because it's huge. It's a huge statue.
I'll probably watch it get smaller for a little while.
Okay, what about the rest of you?
Until the moon starts to come up, and then I'm going back downstairs.
Hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. It's still midday.
Okay, I will stay on the deck for a little bit.
I'll wait a while.
Listen.
The rest of you? Anything special you're doing?
Nope, just coiled
up. You're cleaning yourself? Coiling up?
Probably just curled up in the bunk around the glass.
Licking your genitals, right?
Save that for later.
Okay. For special occasions.
So as soon as I hear her door close,
okay,
I hear her go upstairs, I just walk over and put a banana peel on the door handle.
Okay.
God damn it.
And go back to my rubbish.
No, that's what he's supposed to do on, like, the captain's quarters store.
He wants me to be dirty.
That means it's occupied.
Because I told him to be clean.
No, that's what the sock's for. Come on now.
No.
I have a sock I carry in my pocket.
So I was going to say.
Oh, God. Yeah.
As you return down deck, you find that, strangely enough, the handle to your room is covered with a rotten, brownish, thin banana peel.
I'll take out Jeff. And throw it towards a rubbish heap that I'm sure I see somewhere.
Okay.
You're welcome! You still have to touch the door!
And I'll use my kerchief to open the door and wipe it off. And then shut the door very firmly behind me.
Oh, isn't this fun?
Oh, it's fun. It's super fun.
Now, where is the captain's quarters?
Oh, my.
Walk in our room going, fucking God.
See, it sounds like it wasn't in your best interest to stop the orc.
Why are you in here?
You just get like the ears perk up as you enter the room.
The sleeping quarters. What, do you think I do not require a bed?
No, there are only two beds in
here. That's racist.
And I'm not sharing.
So, barring the...
if you'd like, I can figure out what I'm going to give up the bed.
Barring the Krieg incident aside, the voyage for the rest of the day is relatively smooth sailing.
Some choppy sails. Choppy seas.
The voyage continues with some... You can hear some chatting, the occasional shout to rig a sail on the upper deck. Everything appears to be normal and sort of continuing on at a regular speed. You're making good time towards Freeport. It's about midnight, however, when the lot of you, I assume you're all resting or asleep.
Mm-hmm.
If that's yes, no, good?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Prowl later nights, maybe.
When you hear, you are jarred awake by the sudden blaring noise of a droning kind of sound. It's actually so loud that it's beginning to shake and shudder the ship. You can feel the vibration.
Is it full moon?
You're sort of looking out the port. It's hard to... The moon from your side is actually not out that way. You have to look in the other direction.
Well, I would probably keep track of it. So is it full?
Oh, you're talking about it in terms of a calendar? Yeah,
yes.
It's not a full.
Okay, great. I would pop out of bed. Do you hear that?
This, like, pause over my
It's
ears.
Impossible not to hear it. It's this massive shaking the ship.
Yes, I can hear that.
You come in or you staying here?
I head upstairs.
It's a single, loud, massive tone continuing on the whole time.
I head upstairs, but when I get to the stairs... leading to the deck, I look them over.
Sure. They look fine. They look a little gross, but...
Water skin at the ready.
Right.
So, the two of you, sort of making your way up the stairs. Yeah, you're all kind of converging on the stairs. As you push open the panel, you can see immediately that something is terribly wrong. You see, in a sky, strangely enough, you can still see the sun. You know it is late at night, it's midnight, but the sun still hangs there in the sky. In fact, you can see over in the distance, there's the moon right there, partially covered. But there's the sun, and it is completely black.
Would any of my knowledge skills cover this? I got history and religion.
Let's try... So religion may cover it. Let me think here. Yes, you know, based on your religious studies, that a black sun is one of the marks of the demon lord.
Oh, shit. This is one of the marks of the demon lord.
Not only that, you see this black sun hovering in the night sky, but you also see on deck the entire crew, the captain, Speechless, Squealer, all everyone, even Krieg, the orc, are all up on the main deck, stock still, hands to their sides like columns, staring up into the black sun.
That is not a good sign.
Well, this is probably pretty damaging to the eyes.
Or the mind.
So, like, would your character be aware of what happens if we disturb them when they're in this trance?
None of the crew members even notice your presence. They are still looking directly, unblinkingly, at the black sun. They don't register your presence at all.
So,
would she know what would happen if we disturb them?
What's that?
Would I know what would happen if we disturb these people?
No.
I would
very little information is known about the effect of the demon lord's presence. Just that so bad effects are to follow. They're omens, really, more than...
Where would the captain be?
Would I know that it usually causes madness?
You know that's one of the signs of the demon lord's coming, is that madness spreads. It's not inconceivable to think that one would follow the other. You don't have a direct causal link, but there's you know, suggestion.
Trail.
Where's the captain?
The captain is at the same location near the wheel, standing next to the helmsperson, who is also holding the wheel and looking up into the black sun.
I would run up to the captain.
Seems like a good place to go.
You can see her again, stock still, staring into the black sun.
Captain,
motionless. She doesn't respond.
I have a glove on. FY, and I would reach out and like shake her.
You vibrate her body slightly, but she doesn't. She doesn't respond.
Rebecca, see what happens.
Water skin, splash some water on her.
You see, she remains unblinkingly focused on the black sun.
Cat claws, meat legs.
Okay, yeah,
that was close to my.
Now she has a particularly thick sort of pirate-like boots on, so you're kind of getting up a little bit. Or?
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to after.
So you dig your claws into, you know, through the cloth into the flesh of her leg. You actually draw blood. No response.
Just kind of back away.
You can hear the droning sound. It's continued on this whole time, growing louder. In fact, you can feel the whole ship start to vibrate even harder.
Well, this clearly isn't good.
What happens if you cover her eyes?
Reach up and cover her eyes.
Nothing.
It's already set in.
Well, we might die. Oh well.
The droning becomes louder and louder. The ship shakes and racks, and you can hear the splintering of wood and the creaking of metal and the sails ripping and tearing. And then, before your eyes, you can see that the shoal blade that you're on is disintegrating before your eyes.
Where's the boat? They have those rafts.
Like dinghies?
Are you on the side?
Yes. You know that there is
lifeboats in this day and age.
There is a single lifeboat attached to the quarterdeck on the back end of the ship, on the aft part of the ship.
Okay.
Only enough to get out to shore.
Shit.
I will make eye contact with you and just take off.
Okay, so the two of you rush towards the back, and sure enough, there's that same, looks like maybe three or four passenger kind of...
Well, it's a good thing you're a cat. Mm-hmm. You don't count as a passenger right now.
Not a raft, but a lifeboat hanging off of the side along some chains. So you
leap in.
I'll look up over the board. Are you coming?
Yeah, I'm already moving that way.
Well, that's low.
And I'll start lowering it down.
Just give me 20 minutes.
There are stairs between here and the quarter deck. Oops-a-daisy.
Don't okay. want a trip.
What about the rest of you? Are you all heading towards the the lifeboat?
As soon as they start running for it, I was going that way.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay, so you all swarm on this boat, and you climb in as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll load it into the boat. There is a small a locking
big black stuff.
Mechanism that you're able to sort of flip open and allow the chain to sort of float freely and drop the boat back into the ocean. Split hits with a splash.
Did anyone grab oars?
I'm assuming they're in the boat.
They're in the boat. Yeah, there are two oars in the boat.
I will hand you an oar.
Okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, that seems like a mistake.
I think it's because you're a snake.
You're little.
That's
He's right. not.
That's racist.
Yes, but I am also not that strong. I'm a little delicate.
Yeah, you look like a real fucking delicate flower. Now row.
Okay, then I will need I'll need strength challenge rolls from the both of you.
I'm going to do it with a bane.
Beautiful.
Why?
Intentionally.
Okay.
Because I'm not trying that hard.
Don't you already have your negative strength modifier?
Yes. All right. I am putting an effort
to
not.
Do you want to get away from the disintegrating ship or not?
This
oh, I'm not one that.
I rolled a 19, so I'm pretty efficient, but it's a 15.
I am not
grudgingly efficient.
I'm grudgingly efficient.
I will look at you and I'm like, I'm not good at this. Can you?
I'm a minus two, so I'm at a 13.
She's afraid. The watch will be
a minus two.
So with a 13, you're able to get a pretty quickly the rhythm and everything and the force. And now you're seeing the ship is essentially like slowly like rotating to the left.
Can I try again or something? Because
I'm not any better at it.
We're definitely turning.
So now you are with your check. You manage to. Use the oar to, at least in a kind of a crooked off-kilter way, push the ship away, push the lifeboat away from the ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm awful at it.
And apparently I am too.
Right. I rolled a one.
You can see behind you as the black sun, you can see the shoal blade continuing to ripple. You actually see it leave the surface of the water. As it floats up, as it is disintegrating into bits of wood and bone, you can see that the crew members are also floating up. And you can see that they're heading up into the sky towards the black sun.
I'm taking mental notes of all this for my research.
As you are steadily rowing away, you can see the black sun blinks.
Oh no. Well, nobody's going to believe this.
Suddenly, the
blinks like a light or blinks like an eye.
Blinks like an eye, I should say. Yeah, like a pupil. Like a
actually has
like
light.
Eyelids closed, but it's sideways, like a serpent's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Suddenly, the noise, the heavy low tone stops, and then you hear a rumble, and you can see directly in front of you as you're rowing. What seems to be something rising from the ocean.
It's a sea monster.
In the several yards in front of you. It begins to crest and wave and build. And you see in front of you what looks like 200 feet tall. A massive wave of water is now bearing down on your lifeboat.
Well, I guess I'll be clean.
Ignoring you, and I'm looking at you on my shoulder going, do you know how to swim?
I think we're about to find out.
Do you have pants, at least? You can tie it around your neck.
I will put on
cat
my fucking
blinking at you.
Backpack and, like, prepare to dive out of the boat away from the wave so I don't get, like, mowed the fuck over.
All right, we'll figure out what happens.
No, come on. I don't have to go to work in the morning.
Thankfully, I'm kind of like a water moccasin, right? I can hopefully sell.
I don't know if it works like that.
Are you a water serpent?
okay. to be figured out.
I feel like he'd be more...
So, unfortunately, you're not level one yet.
No. I'm much happier as a wave. At first I thought, like, they had unleashed the Kraken.
Sure.
I'll take a wave.
Yep. Level zero Kraken. Let's go.
Well, I mean, the first time...
I'm not going to throw a Kraken at you at level
zero. I thought we were getting, like, boarded or something, because I thought we had been offshore for 30 minutes. But
yeah, same. I didn't realize you were still in port.
Yes. Otherwise, your argument's, like, pretty bad for the...
but not really, because you could go back to Dis, where slavery is a thing.
Except,
or you could go
or
of course, your argument was,
fighting.
How are we going to get back to land? And it's like, right. We're still in port.
Yeah, but do you want to go back where there's slavery is
yeah.
a thing?
But
or
if the implication is free land.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Freeport is certainly that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't care who you are or where you're from. You just, you do your thing, and
yep.
that's it. You abide by Freeport's rules, and you're good to go.
So this isn't a one-shot. We're going to keep doing this.
That was the plan. Yeah, to do this every other, you know,
cool.
Session or so. Now, next Sunday is Pulp Cthulhu on Trey's very insistent request.
Mm-hmm.
He's very eager to go back to it. And so we'll do that next Sunday. But yeah, the plan was to keep doing this until Reichbusters was in a place ready for playtest. Right. And thank you for the email you sent.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to forward that to you, Stephen.
That was just stuff I thought of afterwards.
Sure, yeah, it's
good stuff
good.
We need.
Trey will be able to come even though next Sunday's Father's Day?
Is it?
Yes.
He said he was able to come. So.
I think he also forgot it was Memorial Day last time as well.
Maybe this is his Father's Day present to him.
Maybe.
Well, we'll certainly see what happens. But yes, this is intended to be, you know, every
Mother's
other
Day
Sunday
Day.
Or so.
Yeah,
it's
Mother's
done
Day
regularly. And... It's, again, as I said, it's intended to be like a faster kind of campaign than something like a heroic fantasy D&D
standard. I really like
Captain.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I almost like hoisted her onto the boat.
Yeah. Could we have moved them? Would it have been a good idea?
We only had one boat, and like it was meant for three or four people.
Mm. We'd be
so we are pushing
really
it
pushing
to begin
it.
With. Because we had three full-size people and a cat and a goblin.
Half-size
yep.
person.
So.
Yeah, we're at like.
Three and three quarters.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the captain would have pushed us over and wait. Otherwise, I would have grabbed her.
Just tie a rope to her. She'll float.
We all float down here.
If she dies, she's just a human. Probably.
Whole lot of snake racism.
Right?
No, it's not racism. It's just you're all, you know, beneath me.
Which is the right kind of racist.
I like it. It's fun.
Thoughts? Anybody?
Good.
Yeah.
I like the system.
Fun? Yeah, the system.
Yeah, nice.
I like the streamlined approach to things. Not having skills is one of those weird things that takes a while to get used to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea. It still hasn't quite, like, settled yet.
Sure.
I feel like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we also haven't even gotten to, like, full walls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like...
Per se, like...
What does that do for us?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I prevented us from doing actual combat. Mm-hmm. But
well,
I really
fine.
Thought
no,
it was
I mean,
going to go terribly if we actually tried to do combat, so...
I honestly liked the way you ended that.
I
it's
mean,
like, hey, we get an extra crewman, right?
I was going to just, you know, try to lunge to get out.
Is that yours?
Yeah.
That's
I was like, man, I don't want to try to fight this orc if it killed four people, like, that fast. With my fucking
this orc is right
shot.
Next.
So.
That would be rough. We'll save combat for when we need to.
And you will need to,
mm-hmm.
soon. Next time we play.
I get the feeling this is a system where combat is going to be a little...
We will difficult. Once we are stuck on our raft away from port.
That's...
And we don't have enough food and water.
That's assuming we get to keep the raft.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I'm planning to dive off the boat and just swim, because if that wave crashes into us and we're above water, it's going to cause some damage.
It will push you into the raft and
right.
the raft...
Deep under. Yeah, I figured if we dive off first, we're better off.
You go down a bit, but you'll come back up. Hold your breath.
Well, thank you all for
too much equipment.
I appreciate you being here and indulging me, and also that
always worth it.
I know it's hard given like people's schedules and time and everything, and it's very meaningful to me that you guys agree to take the time out and come and spend this here. As opposed to anything else. And sometimes in the face of personal or, you know, mental or medical issues or whatever.
Or shitty weather.
Yeah, and I do. I really do appreciate that.
I'm surprised it worked out clear. For both of you guys to be here with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were done by like...
Thankfully, we could just get our report.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully it went well. Can't get my assistant manager to give me the hours I want.
I just dedicate 8 to midnight every Sunday.
That's good. I'm glad.
Did your shows go well?
Yeah.
They did, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It did. The author was happy with our work. She's important. So. Mm.
She graduated or how, like, is
he
it like 18?
He is like 16.
16.
Yeah.
So he's got a couple years.
Whoa.
But it was a pretty good show
they
for
were
a
the
15,
teen
16
written
year old.
Ones. Well,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trey was the doing other, the regulars.
Yeah.
Trey was okay. Directing one of the...
He was in one of the teen ones as well.
Yeah, he was directing the 10-minute ones, yeah.
I think Xander's was.
I forgot I had obligations
best.
Yesterday, so I couldn't go.
It's okay.